The first time I saw you was late in the evening, lit by the bonfire glow. Some dangerous mystery drawing me in to the face in the car window. I had been watching you sway to the music, falling more than I could know. Fortune smiles sweet like a prayer being answered for the face in the car window. This old worn windshield, just like a movie screen, mile after mile, we take in the show. Memories shine like stars and light up the two dusty minstrels in the car window. Off the wiper blades, whisper sweet melodies to hearts keeping time with the road. Headlights in neon frame our reflections there in the car window. This old worn windshield, just like a movie screen, mile after mile, we take in the show. Memories shine like stars and light up the two dusty minstrels in the car window. This old worn windshield, just like a movie screen, mile after mile, we take in the show. Memories shine like stars and light up the two dusty minstrels in the car window.
That's Tecumseh Ontario's Glenn McNeil with Car Window from the new Glenn McNeil EP, his first new album since 2015's Where the Heart Remains, which became one of our favourite albums of that year. Fabulous singer-songwriter, it's great to have Glenn back. And to learn more about the new recording, we're pleased to welcome Glenn McNeil back to Folk Roots Radio. It's great to have you join us today.
Hi, Jan. It's great to be back. Great to talk to you again.
You know, when I got your email, Glenn, and you said that you had a new EP, I was so happy because I remember the day when The Heart Remains came in, and it was one of those albums, and I think I said this at the time, that you put it on and you have to listen right through. And if it's like that, you know it's an album that you're going to absolutely love. I mean, it was just truly gorgeous. I love the songs. I love the production and everything. The interesting thing is that, you know, fast forward 4 years, a new EP has arrived, which is wonderful. 5 songs on it. Again, beautiful production, fabulous songs. This one's a little different, though, because I think it was recorded during the pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic we're in. Is that right?
Not entirely. it started off at the beginning of the year, you know, the dead of winter. I had a message come in from a friend of mine out of Northern Ireland, Peter McVeigh. He's a producer, singer, songwriter. And we have been kind of like pen pals. We've never actually met. It's kind of crazy. It's almost like it's a meant to be pandemic relationship. But so he contacted me and said, hey, you know, I'm getting more into producing. Why don't you send me something, anything you want, and I'll see what I can do with it. So I sent him a song. It was actually straight to my heart, off the EP. And Straight to My Heart became something I didn't expect it to become. And it was ended up being a fully produced song. So yeah, so we started probably the very end of 2019 and worked our way through the winter very casually. But and then right into the pandemic. And once the pandemic hit, you know, I wasn't working. I was at home. I thought, what a great time to produce an EP or to at least try. You know, I wasn't sure how it was going to work because you can't actually go see anybody or go anywhere. So I had to become quite savvy with the digital recording world.
Well, it's interesting you say that because I got to say, Peter did a great job, but you also did a great job because you were basically recording voice and guitar at home, right? But you also have some other people on this album as well, I think.
The acoustic guitar and the voice are obviously my own. Another great thing about the pandemic was suddenly there's like all these musicians available to record. Like it was unbelievable, right? In talking with Peter, you know, we had discussed production and we had discussed what maybe the song needed. So early on, we got talking about the idea of a piano, piano tracks, keyboards in general, maybe some organ. And he said, I have this friend, Johnny McCulloch, out of Ireland, Northern Ireland. And I said, okay, great. And I said, okay, well, you know, who's Johnny McCulloch? He said, well, he just happened to be on tour with Sinead O'Connor, and now he's not busy right now. A guy like Johnny McCulloch from, you know, Sinead O'Connor's band, he's a phenomenal player. We got Dale Rivard out of Tilbury. I've never even met Dale, right? It's a perfect pandemic EP. Never met these people, but we all kind of came together digitally. I got Dale's name from Ryan St. Denis, a local violin fiddle player, great guy, friend of mine. Highly recommended Dale for the steel guitar and the dobro playing. And then it all just started coming together. Like these, you know, beautiful professional musicians were playing on these tracks, and it just started coming together in a great way. And obviously the production is so much different from my original solo album, but it was kind of on purpose as well. Like I wanted to maybe just try a few things differently. But I mean, the bases of the songs are there. The bones of the songs are all coming from the same place. Just the production is a little bit different, right? A little bit more. You know, it was just a mood I was in, a frame of mind. I thought, hey, let's just try this and see how it goes. And this was the result of it all.
Actually, it's a wonderful story. I love this. You know, it's not the first time I've heard it during the pandemic, but I think the results of this, you know, a lot of the times it's people in different places, you know, creating a COVID tune, something like that. This is neat because this is a really great album. I mean, I love the sound of it. I think, you know, yeah, it's an EP. There's five tracks, but all solid songs. And, you know, what Peter did really, to me, complimented who you are. And I think the fact that you've never actually physically met yet is just a really neat story. You know, it's just wonderful. We started off with Car Window. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Car Window, I love that song. It's been around for a few years now. That song was the result of a road trip I made to Florida with my friend Phil Poley, or Philip Scott Poley, as he's known professionally in the music world. We went down on a road trip to visit with John and Michelle Law to try and write some songs. This is a few years back. Car Window was actually the result of that trip. We wrote a couple of, I thought, were stellar songs, and that was one of them. And that was one of those songs where I was just, you know, I was glad to be in the room when it was happening. It was just a really magical thing. And so the song's been kind of sitting around for a while. You know, I talked to Phil about, you know, we need to record these songs, but we just, you know, we're not sure who's going to record them. So, you know, I told him, hey, I want to record Car Window. I love the song and I wanted to make it my own. And that was the result of it all. So that was, like I said, a road trip song that came out of a Florida songwriting session. And it finally made its way onto a recording. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, it's a great song. I love the way that it, you know, the just those first two or three lines, the way it draws you in when you say, oh, you know, he's, you know, reflecting back. I just think that's just a fabulous way to write. I want to dip back into the album and play, I think, probably what's the strongest song, and that is The Quiet. I mean, this song is brilliant. I don't know if it's in for songwriting competition yet, but it really needs to be. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. This is a song I really worked hard at. The original idea came from a conversation I had with my brother, Brad. Him and I wrote this together. So the initial inspiration was an old neighbor of ours way back in the day, back in Nova Scotia, Cape Breton. She had moved on to and moved back to Newfoundland. And we had heard through mutual friends and relatives that unfortunately her daughter had passed away at a young age. You know, I'm not exactly sure how old she was. It sparked an idea for a song. I believe my brother Brad had the title The Quiet. It's one of those songs where it's titled a certain way, but those words are not in the song itself. The idea behind it was, you know, when you lose somebody, there's this quiet. There's this, you're never going to hear their voice again. You're never going to get to talk to them again. There's something missing. And in the song, I allude to, you know, there's a subtle breath of comfort as you cry, pushes through, meaning even though they're not there, once in a while you might get a sign or you might hear their voice in your head or whatever. You know, and it goes on and it talks about someone who might be gone out of your life, but really they're still there in some way, shape, or form. I worked hard on that song. I'll admit, I really wanted those lyrics to speak to people. I have not thought about putting it into a contest. That doesn't normally cross my mind, but now that you brought it up, maybe I will. We'll see.
It's a great song. This is Glenn McNeil with The Quiet from the wonderful Glenn McNeil EP. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
There's a subtle breath of comfort when your cry pushes through, like a wave gently crashing. Let me drown in thoughts of you, tears flowing like a river, softly falling to the floor. I'm paralyzed by the silence. I long to hear your voice once more. There's an ache no one never seems to go away, like a scar from a distant memory, hoping someday it will fade. I'm grateful for each sunrise, the beauty of the twilight haze. I'll battle terror in my to know I'll see your face one day. Let the world keep on spinning, the oceans ebb and flow. Let the sun keep on rising. Let the seasons come and go. Come and go. There's a subtle breath of comfort when your cry pushes through, like a wave gently crashing. Let me drown in thoughts of you.
That's Glenn McNeil with The Quiet from his new EP. It's a self-titled EP. Glenn McNeil's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. I'm pretty excited. You know, I get pretty excited about any great new music, but this is Glenn's first recorded work, or his major work, in about 4 years. The 2015 album, Where the Heart Remains, was one of my favorite albums that year. I just absolutely loved it. So it's great to have new music back from Glenn. Glenn's our special guest on the show today. We just played The Quiet, Glenn. There's a wonderful lyric video for that song that I think one of your daughters put together for you.
That's right, yeah. Very family-centric kind of album. And my brother is a co-writer. My other daughter, Bria, her artwork is the actual cover. I wanted to involve my daughter, Riley, so I asked her if she would consider producing a lyric video, because I have no idea how to do that. She's a busy lady. She works over in Detroit as a nurse at the Children's Hospital, so she doesn't have all the time in the world to spare. So she just messaged me one day and said, "Dad, I did your lyric video. Here, check it out." And I was blown away. It was, you know, video clips of trips we were on and time we spent together. And I thought, wow, this is really special. So it was really nice to have my one daughter, Bria, do the cover artwork. It was actually a painting she did. And then have Riley do the video to the lead single. So, yeah, it just felt great to have them involved.
She did a great job. And we're going to put it on the website so people can check the video out. They were all trips you'd been on?
Mostly of Ireland, Scotland. Yeah, we were there. It was the last summer. So, yeah, it was just a wonderful family trip we had together. Yeah. And like I said, it was a beautiful thing to have my family involved in this. I like doing that. I like involving my friends and my family and people that are close to me to make it more of a personal project. And I might even ask her to do more if she has time, you know. So we'll see.
I think that would be a very good idea.
I'll let her know.
Two thumbs up from me. There's absolutely no doubt about that. So what happens now? You know, we are in the midst of the pandemic. I notice you're still writing songs, and I actually, if you want to check out what Glenn's doing now, you can go to his Bandcamp page. That is glennmcneil.bandcamp.com. We'll put a link on the website for this as well. But check out his music, but you can also go to his SoundCloud, because you've put a few extra songs up on there, I think, Glenn, haven't you?
Yeah, I do. Like, whenever I get the urge, like, I've been writing with one of my best friends who lives out west right now, Russell DeVoe, and we've been writing together for years and years. I have a lot of songs to record. Probably going to do some of that. I'm not exactly sure when. Probably in the thick of the winter when it's I feel like doing it again. I'll probably do at least another EP, if not more. So, you know, it's funny, because the creative juices are flowing pretty good, and this EP actually kind of got me going again. With Peter prompting me in the wintertime, it kind of got the juices going again. So now I'm kind of on a roll and writing a lot and demoing things and throwing them up on the web and that kind of stuff. So I'm pretty sure all of that will eventually become another record of some sort.
No, that's great. Well, I'm so pleased for you. I think this is serendipity. I know that, you know, COVID-19 has turned the world upside down, but there are all these little benefits that people have discovered, you know, getting back to doing things that they love that they perhaps didn't have the time to do before. So that is just wonderful news. Now, when we talked the last time, I think it was one of the interviews we did for Where the Heart Remains, There was talk of maybe going back to Cape Breton and doing some dates there. You're from Glencoe Station on Cape Breton. Plans for doing something like that once this all settles down, getting out on the road again?
It's funny how things go, right? Because I've heard a lot of people, like a lot of musicians, talk about, you know, a lot of them do a lot of dates on the road and stuff like that. And I'm not one of those people. I have a job and I play when I can type of thing. But you hear a lot of musicians talk about they miss playing now. They miss the road and they took it for granted before. And I took for granted, I think, the idea of, well, I can just go get a few gigs here and there whenever I want kind of thing. And I know I could have and all that kind of thing. But now it's like, when are we going to gig again? When are we ever going to play in public again? Even like the Bank Theater, for example, I think was the last time I played in public, which was like last fall, I think. Funny you should mention Cape Breton, because my wife and I, we just bought a place out in Cape Breton, like a summer home, right? So we are definitely planning on getting out there and getting reacquainted with Cape Breton. So yeah, we are planning next summer to be out there. I'm sure once I'm settled in there, I'll be playing a few dates here and there locally. I'm not sure where, but yeah, I think that's going to happen eventually.
I'm sure it will. I have great confidence in that. You know, you're a great songwriter. Getting to work with some great people. There's obviously a gift there that needs to be fed. So it's great to have you back. Just absolutely thrilled to get some new music from you. We're going to finish with another track from the EP. We're going to play Just a Memory. Now, is this one of your songs or is this also a co-write?
This is a co-write with a friend of mine, Callum McPhee from Cape Breton. Now, Callum and I go back many years. We used to be in a band together. The band was actually called Glencoe Station. Callum, you know, he got talking about a friend of his who he lost a while back. And again, it's the same kind of theme as Quiet, you know. He sent me the idea. We got back and forth. It was about a young fella who kind of lost his way and he never came back kind of thing. And so we thought we'd do a little tribute to Callum's friend. And really that song could be in memory of anyone really you've lost as well, right? It's like you're not going to be just a memory. You're going to be more than that, right? And again, never saw Callum the whole time throughout the whole process, but thank goodness for digital technology. We could, you know, talk to each other that way and produce songs that way. So it's been a weird time, but we're making it work, right? We're writing the songs, recording, keep on performing, even though it's maybe on a Zoom or on a Facebook thing or whatever, because, you know, one day we're going to get to perform live again for people. Yeah, it's been a great experience, actually. I've learned to get my skills up. Yeah, we'll see what the winter brings. Maybe in the springtime we'll have some more music to give to you.
I certainly look forward to that. Glenn McNeil, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. This is Glenn McNeil with Just a Memory from the wonderful Glenn McNeil EP. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. Thanks for spending the time with us today.
Photograph and a goofy grin. A smile can hide the pain you're in. Right in front of me. You never meant to be. Just a memory. On the open sea, drifting all alone. Silent screams all went unknown. Right in front of me. You never meant to be. Just a memory. A young man with a million dreams. Took a ride on an angel's wings. I won't let you be. Just a memory. spent some time trying to figure it out. There were flashing neon signs, no doubt, right in front of me. You never meant to be, just a memory. Inspiration without regret. It's all I have, and I'll never forget what you meant to me. You'll never be just a memory. A young man with a million dreams took a ride on an angel's wings. You never meant to be. I won't let you be just a memory.